This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's your masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Before we get to anything that happened on the field, I was curious just your takeaway on the salute to service game. I know that's always a big deal for you guys, both in season and out of season.
Well, we all know how we feel about the people who, going all the way back to the beginning, give us our freedoms and the opportunities we have. And it's certain that's obviously very important to our family and our thoughts on the Medal of Honor and what we think of those gentlemen. But, in general, just all the people who have served in the past and who are serving for us now and who will serve in the future. It's so important for all our freedoms, and it means a lot to us. And, you just can't say enough for these men who, many who have given up their lives or have affected their lives forever.
Not the season as a whole, but particularly the start of the home season for you guys, 0-4. Do you feel like the beginning of this home slate for the Cowboys this season has been embarrassing?
Well, it's very disappointing at the end of the day. We hold ourselves to a high standard here. It starts at the top with Jerry and I. This is, when you're struggling like we are right now, and certainly I understand the disappointment in the fans and the frustration with our fans and the people who follow us and, of course, just internally. But it's a holistic deal. I think everybody has to look in the mirror and look at where we are as a team right now. And, we just all have to, from top to bottom, have to continue to look at, where we've ended up and how that happened and how we keep that from happening. And then, of course, how we get better with our remaining eight games.
Now, obviously, when it comes to like what could happen, players cannot be re-signed, coaches can be fired. But when you talk about it starts at the top, people always are curious, what kind of repercussions do you and Jerry face? I know you guys aren't going to fire yourself, but what kind of repercussions do you think y'all face when the team isn't good?
I just think we have to look at how we get better, and that's what we'll continue to do. We've had a good run where we went, when we won 12 games, I think, only Kansas City did a better job, but at the same time, we didn't have the success in the postseason that we wanted. And then, of course, to have this situation happen is certainly disappointing for anybody who follows the Cowboys, who thinks about the Cowboys as their team. They deserve better than that, and we'll continue to look for ways to improve upon that.
With eight games remaining, Stephen, what's your biggest concern going forward for each one of those games? Like, looking at your own team, what's the big concern of what you need to accomplish here?
I wouldn't say it's a concern. I think it's just we have to continue to go to work and get better. I'm convinced that the guys who are going to be here for the long haul and, guys who take pride in what they do every day will go to work and look for ways that we can play better and we can improve. Certainly, like I said, it's just disappointing, and it's top to bottom, and we'll continue to look for ways to improve.
It did look yesterday, there were moments, the offensive line, like it had as good a protection as I'd seen. I was like, oh man, this is really nice to see. And then, you know, there was a fumble at the goal line and something like that.
Yeah.
I often wonder how, like, what can a coach do to create a different, like, we got to be more consistent. I don't know how coaches coach that out of a team.
Well, Mike McCarthy's been in this league a long time, he certainly had a lot of success in this league. He's won Super Bowls. He's been to conference championship games. He's been at the highest level, and I know he's also had, seasons where he's been challenged and disappointing seasons. So he understands that. Mike Zimmer, the same way, and Bones the same way. It's we've got a coaching staff who've been doing this for many, many years. They have a lot of experience, and you just have to pull on that experience and go to work. I saw defensively as well, where we're showing signs of improvement, but the consistency and the consistent execution is not there. And then, of course, we all understand, which was a staple of ours for when we had our three seasons there where we won 12 games. One thing we were consistently doing is winning the turnover battle. We were getting the ball, and we were protecting the ball. And certainly that hadn't been the case this year, and especially the last couple of games. I mean, you turn the ball over five times, you're just not going to get the job done many times. And we all know that, and we just got to go to work. It's going to be one of those weeks. We've got to get back to work, and we've got to look for ways to protect the ball, and we also got to look for ways to go get the ball.
My co-host Kevin here almost passed out whenever DeMarvion Overshown was down on the ground.
Oh my gosh!
Because that's been his guy. It's his pet cat all season, and he's been very excited about it. The update is that it's just bursitis. He's good to go though.
It looks like we got a great shot of having him back for this week. He's having a great season in a season where it's been difficult, and certainly him getting a little help out there, getting Micah back out on the field, I think only improves his opportunity to make big plays, and hopefully we'll continue to get healthier as we progress here. And, obviously when you lose your starting franchise quarterback, you're going to have challenges, and we've got to we can be better than that. We've done it before when we hadn't had Dak, and Cooper's been the one who's done that, and we just have to play better offensively. And like I said, there were times out there where the defense really showed they could make some plays, but we just have to continue to improve.
Speaking about Dak, the reports are out there that he's going to look for one more opinion, but do you think it's likely at this point that he will in fact get season-ending surgery?
I'm not going to speculate. That's why he's having the opinion, so we'll see what happens after that.
And then you mentioned Cooper Rush has been successful in the past. Is it still, it's Cooper Rush's job? Will there be, do you know if there'll be any sort of competition, or will you still try to come up with some packages specifically for Trey Lance in these games?
Yeah, that'll be up to Mike. I'll defer to Mike on that. Obviously, he had some packages he wanted to get in for Trey in this game. And certainly, we'll see how that progresses this week in terms of what he'll decide to do between Cooper and Trey.
Was there anything that you saw from Trey that you liked specifically?
Yeah, I mean, his athletic ability, I think, jumps out at you in terms of him being able to move in the pocket, and when he gets loose, he's obviously got he can run the football really well, and then I think the zip, his velocity on his ball was good as well, but this is just a work in progress, and like I said, I'll defer to Mike on how we proceed this week. But he'll continue to look at that.
What is the what do you believe the prognosis is going forward with Tyler Guyton? Because I know obviously he did not play yesterday. How are y'all feeling about him?
He made a lot of progress as the week went, and he was in this morning early, and I think they feel really good about him playing this week.
Can you?
But
tell-
I thought Awesome Richards stepped up and did a nice job yesterday.
I would absolutely be inclined to agree with that. Do you have anything you can tell us about, I guess, the setback that happened with De'Ron Bland? Because for a while it looked like he was ahead of progress, you know, and could come back sooner. And then we've still been waiting to see him make his debut.
Yeah, I think it's just getting it to where he feels like he can do the things he needs to play on Sunday and cover in this league the type of receivers that you go against. And certainly he's, you know, he's close, but he's, you know, just hadn't been there yet. We'll see how this week goes.
All right. Appreciate the time very much. Good, sir. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Sounds good, guys.
There you go. Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.